I'm Samantha Bove, and this is She's Too Much. This show is for the woman who's been told that she dreams too much, talks too much, cares too much, thinks too much, feels too much, needs too much. And I say it's about damn time that we are even more, because that thing you think makes you too much is the exact thing the world needs more of. I've learned that the key to experiencing more miracles in your life is to become totally surrendered and unattached to the outcome of how they show up. I've experienced a lot of great miracles in my life. And what I've found is that every great miracle that has come in has been a choice for me to see it as a miracle. Even when the outcome of what I was praying for and asking for isn't exactly what I wanted. And this is why this episode is different from last episode, How to Get What You Want. Because there's going to be times in your life where you get exactly what you want and it shows up at the exact time and in the exact package as you wanted it. And there's going to be plenty of more times where the miracles come in ways that maybe you didn't actually ask for, but they're a miracle nonetheless. So what actually is a miracle? We all want miracles, big and small miracles. We want the miracle of making more money, of, you know, selling out our course spots or filling up the retreats, or a miracle of calling in your love or of healing. A miracle is a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be a work of divine agency. And so by definition, a miracle is a surprise. It is the work of magic, of something divine. And yet our human minds think that, well, we can ask for a miracle, and if we just pray hard enough or if we do good enough, we'll get exactly what we want. But that's not how miracles work. Miracles show up in unexpected ways at unexpected times, because if they showed up exactly how you thought they would and how you wanted them to, they wouldn't be a miracle. And so this understanding of how miracles actually work can actually help you call in more miracles into your life. But I didn't always have this relationship with miracles. And it was because of living my life for so many years, being so attached to the outcome of how I thought life should go, prevented me from actually experiencing my life as the miracle that it is. So what I want to share right now is something that, if you're in active grief, could be really hard to hear. And so I want to put that little bit of a gentle warning out, that if you're in active grief, if you just lost someone, their physical life form, or a breakup, this may be difficult to hear, and I encourage you to open your heart and hear it. So when my dad was in the dying process, everyone around me, myself included, said, pray for a miracle. Pray for a miracle. Pray that his health will get better. And so my mind, my ego, attached to the only result that I'm available to is for him to get better, as if I could play God, right? In the last episode, we talked about we take the right step, God takes the left, but God has to take the left step. This is a co-creation. And this is God, source, the universe. It's God I see as a her. It's not this man in the sky. Remember that. It's universe. It's source. It's everything. It's love. And so I thought, well, I could play God, right? Which, to an extent, we can, because I believe we all are God. We all are love. God is within us. Yet, I cannot control everything, especially not another human life. I can't control my dad's destiny, his soul contract. I can't control his timeline. Yet when you're in a situation where you're losing someone you love, you pray like hell for a miracle. And so that miracle was that he would get better. But my spirit was telling me, he's in the dying process, Sammy. He's not going to be here for much longer. I could see it. I could feel it. His soul was communicating with my soul. I knew for a while he's in the dying process, but my mind was attached. My ego, pray for a miracle. Pray he will get better. And he didn't. And that experience of him being promoted to angel and leaving the earth could have made me completely lose my faith in that moment. Because I said, well, if I pray hard enough for a miracle, it should happen, right? And it didn't happen. So then I had a choice. Okay, I'm either going to question God, hate God for making someone who is such a great human, such a pure human, such a light to this world, make him suffer so much and leave the planet before I thought he was ready and before I surely wanted at 24 years old. But instead of doing that, because I thought, well, wow, I have decades of my life to live. That's going to be a long time to live with such anger at God, right? With such anger at the universe. I made a choice that I would see the miracles that were trying to present themselves anyways. And what I realized was that there were so many miracles that came from his passing. The miracle of grief, the miracle of loss is learning the preciousness of life, is learning that life is actually temporary, because we hear this, like, oh, be grateful, live every moment like it's your last, but we don't actually do it. But I'll tell you that most days I do. And when I hug my partner, I hug him as if it is the last time I will hug him, because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen an hour from now. You don't know what's going to happen an hour from now. And this may seem grim. It's not. It's so peaceful to really believe in the temporary nature of all things, in the good and in the bad. And what that has done for me is it has made me so unattached to the outcome of my prayers that really the act of praying and the act of being in gratitude for life, that is the dream, right? Yes, I want things. I want a certain amount of money and I want experiences and I want books out there and I want babies and I want certain types of friends in my life, and I want these things, and that's okay. But really, the miracle of our life is just recognizing life, recognizing that we are alive and just being grateful for the human experience and the gift of it. So how to make this practical? If you want something right now, let's say love. I really wanted a great big love, a movie love, the type that truly swept me off of my feet and shot me into the cosmos and simultaneously kept me so grounded like an oak tree, unshakable. That's what I wanted. That's what I prayed for. And I believe that the miracle of my man right now coming into my life is because I was unattached to the outcome, specifically the timeline. Back in October, I was in meditation and I had this visual of my husband. And in this one, I couldn't see his face, but I felt him. And I call this the husband energy, king energy, where I just was walking around with him and I felt so at peace, so protected, so safe, so seen. And I woke up out of that meditation and I thought to myself, wow, this love is so real. This love is in my path. And if I have to wait for this love until I'm 50 years old, God, I'm willing to. I'm totally unattached how this man comes. I'm totally unattached to when. And I even went so far to think, yeah, well, if I have to wait until I'm 50, that's past my childbearing years. It's really important for me in this life to be a mother. And then I thought, that's okay. Then we'd adopt or we'd foster. I'm okay with that. And so I truly became unattached to the outcome, to the timeline, to how it would show up. And I was blessed with the miracle of my man 3 months later. And honestly, it was a surprise. And I said this to my partner, I honestly thought I was going to have to wait until I was like 40 or even later to find my person, to experience my person. And I was surprised. And that by definition is a miracle. A surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of divine agency. Nowhere in that does it say, and the miracle came exactly how the person, the human, wanted it. No, it's a surprise and it's a welcome event. And so I ask you to open your heart and see if you can really believe enough in your destiny and the divine nature of all things that you can be so unattached to the outcome. And then with that surrendering, with that true submission to source, saying, I trust, I really, really trust, even when it feels uncomfortable, I promise you, miracles will start to pour in. And remember, by definition, they cannot look exactly how you thought that they would. And that just means that it is exactly what it's supposed to be. And you get to also decide what a miracle is. Just like I decided I made a choice that my dad's death would not define me as someone who was a victim of circumstances. No, my dad's death defined me as a person of faith, as someone who chooses to see the world as something that is trying to bless me, even when it's really hard to make meaning, to make miracles out of really unfortunate, really painful circumstances. And I just think that's faith. So I submit to source, I surrender, and I trust that more miracles will come into my life every day. And I offer that invitation to you too. Just for today. Try it. I enjoy this podcast so much. Talking to you, being with you, co-creating with you. If you're enjoying these topics, follow me at Samantha.Bove on Instagram. Reach out about how these episodes are impacting you. I'm so grateful to speak to everybody who shares. Screenshot it, share it on your Instagram to your stories, tag me so I can see, and join us in the next Reiki retreat, the Magic Woman Retreat, being hosted in my ancestral land, Italy. Coming soon. Go to SamanthaBove.com/Reiki retreat to get on the wait list. All the love, and I'll see you next week. Enjoy your miracles.